Asa Johnson of Alliance is ready to step onto the mat now. His opponent once again is Zach Orton of Blair. This is for fifth and sixth place here in the state tournament. Orton is a senior. He is 35 and 15. He was third in the B3 district at 132 pounds. Asa Johnson of the Alliance Bulldogs is a freshman. He is 32 and 16. He was fourth in our B4 district. I like to think that this is the first of what we hope are going to be four in a row for Asa Johnson. His brother Jorgen Johnson is going for the state championship in a few hours, and Asa looking to follow in his footsteps as we are underway. Wrestlers are underway in the center of the mat, both wrestlers on their feet as we get underway to start this 132-pound fifth and sixth place match here at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. It's Mike Lessinger with you. It is good to have you with us here today as the wrestlers again on their feet, center of the mat. Just kind of working around. Now it is Orton who looks to take a shot, and he's got Asa down, and he'll get the two-point takedown. 2 points now for Zach Orton of Blair. He'll get the two-point takedown. He'll take the early 2-0 lead. Johnson, though, quickly back up onto his feet, looking to get away. Orton, though, is able to trip him right back down and drive him back down to the mat. 2-0 again, Orton with the early lead here in this 132-pound fifth and sixth place match. Asa Johnson, though, back up onto his feet again, but he's hopping on his right leg as Orton has got that left leg all wrapped up. Time is running out, and that'll end the first period. It is a 2-0 lead for Zach Orton of Blair over Asa Johnson of Alliance as we begin period number two. And again, the official talking things over with one of the Blair coaches. I think they were just questioning something. I'm not sure what they were questioning, but questioning something. In any case, we are right back to action now, ready to start period number two here in this fifth and sixth place match. And it will be the referee's position, or will it be, let's see, it looks like it's going to be Orton in the down position to start in the referee's position here as we begin period number two. 2-0. Zach Orton of Blair leading Asa Johnson of Alliance a takedown. Well, now they've changed the score, so let's see. And again, I apologize, folks. I don't know why exactly they're now going to award Asa Johnson 1 point. That's what we've got here. They have awarded Asa Johnson 1 point for an escape. So it is 2-1, I think. Well, nope, they haven't put it up on the board yet. Let's see if they get it up on the board here. Nope, it is still 2-0. They are not going to award Asa Johnson a point. And so it is still 2-0. Orton with the lead over Asa Johnson of Alliance as we begin period number two. Again, it's Orton in the down position. Asa Johnson will work him from the top. They'll control it. Johnson again working on the top. Orton on the bottom as he strains to get up onto his hands and knees. Asa's got a good headlock on him, reaching around with that right arm. Got his right arm locked up. They continue to work here now near the bottom side of the mat. 2-0. Orton with the lead over Asa Johnson of the Alliance Bulldogs. The winner again gets fifth place. The loser here will bring home sixth place as they continue to work near the bottom side of the mat. I call it the bottom side. It's the closest side to me, but it's the side closest to the scorer's table. And they are going to award a two-point takedown now to Asa Johnson. He has tied this match up at 2-2. 2-2, we are all tied up now as Asa Johnson's been awarded a takedown. So 2-2, we are all tied up, and Johnson continues to work Orton on the bottom, and he might have him turned. He might have him turned a little bit. We could get some back points here. Let's see. We're 44 seconds to go here in this second period, and tied up 2-2. We are all tied up here, and we are going to get some back points. Asa Johnson will get some back points. They'll give him 3 back points. You can hear the Alliance fans applaud that. It is 5-2 now. Asa Johnson leading Zach Orton of Blair. We're down to our final 25 seconds to go here in period number two. And Johnson again continues as he grabs the arm and the leg now and tries to bend that arm back. And he's trying to roll Orton over here on the near side, and he might get some back points. He is. He's going to get more back points. He's got Johnson. He's got Johnson in a bad way. Could be getting some back points here. 5 seconds to go. It is close. It is close. And we will get some back points as the wrestlers are off the mat. And Asa Johnson, I think, is going to get 3 more back points here, so it is now 8-2. Asa Johnson with the lead over Zach Orton of Blair. And time runs out now in period number 2. And Asa Johnson now in good shape as we head into period number 3. He has an 8-2 lead. 8-2 lead as we begin the third period. So 8-2, Asa Johnson of Alliance with the lead over Zach Orton of Blair in this 5th and 6th place match. Final match of the season for Asa Johnson. And on the whistle, again, he rolls Orton a little bit, but the referee stops play right away. So we will come back to the center of the mat. It will be Orton in the down position. And on the whistle, once again, Orton struggles to try to get to his feet, but Asa Johnson has him tied up. They continue to work now in the center of the mat. Asa Johnson with an 8-2 lead here over Zach Orton of Blair. Once again, Johnson continues as Orton now down on his belly, right over on the left side of the middle circle. Now Asa's trying to work that left arm, trying to get him turned. He's got him close. He's got the pin. He has got the pin. Asa Johnson is going to get the pin and is going to win 5th place here. Congratulations. Asa Johnson will bring home 5th place to Box Butte County. We have a minute 24 remaining in the match. So that is 1 minute. That'll be 3 minutes. That'll be 3 minutes and 36 seconds. No, 26 seconds. 3 minutes, 26 seconds. A pin for Asa Johnson. And he will finish his freshman year with a record of 32-17. Congratulations, Asa Johnson of the Alliance Bulldogs, a 5th-place finisher here in the state championships. Pretty good job as a freshman. He'll finish with a record of 33-16.